peg for the Buffalo News story was Mass's financial disclosure report, which is publicly available because some third parties go out and get all the congressmen's financial disclosure reports and report it, put them on the internet. Are you willing to release your financial disclosure report if you filed one, so we can have look compare your financial situation with Mass's?
Yeah, those are FEC requirements. We filed a financial disclosure. The FEC has those documents.
I'm sorry, you're dropping out. I didn't hear the rest of your answer. Sorry.
No, nothing's being hidden here. There is a financial disclosure. The Federal Election Commission requires it. We've complied. We've submitted it. There's nothing to hide here.
So will you distribute, will you have your press secretary send that out to everybody so we can look at it?
Sure, I don't have a problem with that. Not a problem at all. Let me just be frank here. You know, the congressman has gone a long way to say that I'm some silver spooned lawyer who's a multimillionaire. Let me tell you something. I grew up in a household, youngest of 12 kids. Father died when I was two. And I watched my mom raise us on a military pension and Social Security. You know, I have fought day and night for everything that I have earned. You know, I put in 80 hours, 90 hours a week in our private businesses on a regular basis getting this thing going. Yeah, have I been successful? Yeah, I've been successful, and I'm proud of it. I did it the old-fashioned way. I did it with hard work. And for him to come over here and say somehow I was born into luxury and that I'm some silver spoon lawyer, it's just an outright ridiculous lie. I came from this area. I came from nothing. I should not even be on this conference call with any of you, given my history where I've come from. You know, my family is an example of what the American way of life that I'm fighting for is all about. It's about starting from nothing and through hard work and integrity being successful. And I want to pass on that success and that opportunity to my children. That's what this campaign is all about. So I'm not going to allow the congressman to try to smear me and try to go out and attack me. I'm not going to stand for it. Let's talk about the substantive issues. Our nation faces tough economic times right now. Let's get to the issues. And I'm not going to take the kind of smear tactics that the congressman is engaging.